The third and final leaders debate ran last night on the Seven Network. Didn't start until after 9 o'clock. And given that, I think its ratings were pretty good. An average of some 527,000 people, just over 500,000 in the five capital cities, tuning into the very last face-off between the PM and the opposition leader. Now, the pub test voting that Seven set up awarded that debate last night to Anthony Albanese. And safe to say, both leaders were a lot more civil to each other than Sunday night's effort. However, the topics were very similar, as you'd expect, and there was the odd heated moment. But here's a sample of some of the exchanges last night in case you didn't get the chance to see it. Here's a taste of how it unfolded.
Real workers out there are doing it tough, and those people on the minimum wage, it's not like they're making decisions based upon what holiday they'll have. What they're making decisions on is whether they'll buy a steak or just have to stick to mincemeat. Real wages went backwards in the last 12 months, but for people on the minimum wage, they're doing it really tough right now.
If you have wages that rise at 5.1%, which is exactly what Mr Albanese said yesterday, that means that can feed into inflation, which pushes up interest rates and pushes up the cost of living even more. We can't have a situation where someone may get a wage rise, but then gets it all taken back in higher interest rates and higher costs of living. That's why we think the most sensible way is to look at all of the evidence, not to just run off at the mouth and just come up with things on the run, but to consider these sorts of economic questions very carefully.
It's $20.33 an hour. Mm. What we're talking about here, if the Fair Work Commission grant a 5% increase, that's two cups of coffee a day. Mm. And the idea that two cups of coffee a day is something that would damage the economy. Okay. It is, I believe, just not the case.
If Mr Albanese thinks small businesses around the country can have a 5% increase in their wages bill on top of all the other things they're facing and see their ability to come through, then people won't be worrying about what their wages are. They'll be worrying about whether they have a job.
Will you both categorically rule out a carbon or mining tax to reduce that debt burden?
Never have, never will have a mining or a carbon tax. Under our government, our taxes will always be lower because right now, if you're earning $90,000 at home there today, you are paying $50 a week less in tax every single week because of the tax cuts we've already legislated and delivered. And there's more to follow in the next term, where between $45,000 and $200,000, you will pay no more than 30 cents in the dollar. We are the party of lower taxes.
Yes, we will certainly rule them out and have done so. When it talks about Western Australia and the success of Western Australia, one of the things that I'll be doing is working with Mark McGowan. Scott Morrison, when he had a choice between Mark McGowan and Clive Palmer, he chose Clive Palmer. Now, WA has been successful under Mark McGowan because they've made tough decisions, which has helped to boost not just the WA economy, but our entire national economy.
Well, we had an independent inquiry into Alan Tudge's...
Well, no, but what do you think, though, your Prime Minister, what do you think, though, about your minister in this circumstance? Did he do nothing wrong?
Well, that's why I held an independent inquiry into his conduct
and
his behaviour.
I'm sorry.
Of course. People who have relationships in the office, that's not something I've never approved of. Okay. And we have a strong ministerial code of conduct which has been put in place subsequent to those events, which was done by my predecessor, which I support.
I mean, I just think the idea that we don't know who the education minister... Alan Tudge.
It will be Alan Tudge.
Alan
has advised
but after the election,
he would be happy to come back and serve in the ministry, and I welcome that.
Well, okay. People have been looking for him during this campaign.
What
he hasn't been seen. I think that is we need to separate personal behaviour from political behaviour, but we also need to recognise inappropriate behaviour as well. I do think that there are better guidelines have been put in place.
And that was some of the highlights or lowlights, depending on which way he saw it. But a win for Anthony Albanese, and that gave him, of course, a 2-0 score overall, considering the audience on Sunday night called it a draw on the Nine Network, and the one before that on Sky obviously went to Albo as well. Did they make any difference? Well, maybe, maybe not. Depends on your stance. Are they theatre and worth holding? I think so. But then I'm probably biased.